This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition. I know you're not used to hearing me on the microphone, even on a Thursday generally, but Daryl, who usually is sitting in this seat, is off with Ian, our, you know, I don't know, normal first chair host.
Right.
And they're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. Since the sun's down, I'm going to presume terrible things are happening.
Or wonderful things.
Whatever.
One of you.
I will be there on Saturday and Sunday, but they will be doing the show by themselves on Friday. I got Monday off this week, so that was great. I did get to go to jiu-jitsu. And
how you doing with that?
I love it. I am so excited about jiu-jitsu. It is just rolling around on mats with sweaty guys. I love it.
really. All right.
Are you going to watch the McGregor fight?
No, I mean, I don't like people punching. And but I, you know, maybe if it hits the video, you know, I mean, I'll watch it. Adamo Freeman, who was a former co-host here on Free Talk Live and kind of a known activist in the liberty movement, mm-hmm. has suggested that people take McGregor because the odds are so stacked against him. He's a gambler by trade, and
okay.
he believes that it's worth it. Right. I say take your money and put it in cryptocurrency, but I guess the odds are like 22 to 1 or something. McGregor takes it, and I've seen an article that says McGregor's going to win. Somebody makes an argument that McGregor's going to win. I don't know. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I can say on this whole fight.
Yeah.
I have no idea what any of you were talking about.
No?
None.
Oh. There is
you don't watch UFC fights?
No.
Is this a UFC fight or is it a boxing match?
It's the UFC fight.
Well, it's
my friend
Floyd Mayweather, who is a boxing guy and undefeated.
I know who he is.
Right. And then Colin McGregor. He is a UFC.
From the Clan McGregor.
From the Clan McGregor. He is a UFC fighter.
Okay.
And of some acclaim. I couldn't say much about him. And so, you know, he's being billed as the new Great White Hope or whatever. And that every 10 years, that sells.
Yes. Right. UFC.
It was Butterbean, and then all the time. You know, people really want that to be an important thing. Not to me.
Yeah, me either.
I like the shtick that
says. Wait, which one of them was a boxer?
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather. Okay. Yeah. Maybe he will take it. I mean, Holly Holm was the boxer when she fought. Was it Ronda Rousey or whatever?
And did Ronda Rousey lose?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know
badly.
She lost one. Yeah.
She got a mean right hook to the.
Yep.
Temple.
No, I did see the.
The kick. It was the kick that did her in, I think. Yeah. She got a couple right hooks, but she got like Holly Holm. I remember the footage afterwards. It was kind of funny. They were making Facebook memes. She got this crazy, like, flip kick, like, right to the side of Ronda's head. And it's like, oof, man.
Well,
dangerous
when
stuff.
They started UFC, and, you know, the Gracie guy was in there. Hoist Gracie, he would win all the time because nobody had seen anything like jiu-jitsu. They didn't understand what it was.
Right.
And if you can get your arms up to protect your head and get in close enough, then, you know, the jiu-jitsu starts and, in all likelihood, everybody loses because, you know, some part's going to break pretty quickly.
Jiu-jitsu is like that, kind of like that stealthy, it's almost like snake-like, right? Like where you're like stealthily, like, you get close to somebody, and then, like, within a couple movements, you can just have somebody, like, wrapped up and in your clutch.
Less they know, the better.
Yeah.
Right? About jiu-jitsu. But, you know, usually with some rolling around, you're going to get them. It's wrestling, essentially, with submission holds and chokes, mm-hmm. Is what it comes down to. And they know lots and lots of submission holds, and basically it comes down to elbows, ankles, knees, those kind of things.
Interesting. Yeah. So it seems like if you were to go and going to go into mixed martial arts, you'd want to be a specialist in some martial art that nobody has any idea.
Well, mixed martial arts is it's taking, you know, aspects of kickboxing, aspects of jiu-jitsu, and there's probably a little bit of other stuff in there thrown in that I'm not entirely clear on. Is taking mixed martial arts is the pinnacle at this point because it is a conglomeration of previous sort of Eastern martial arts.
Take your word for it.
Mixed together, and you know, that's what sort of came out of the UFC. This combination works.
I know. When I was growing up, like when you saw like a boxer fighting somebody who wasn't a boxer, was usually a professional wrestler, and it was just there for the show. It was just a big joke. And suddenly all this stuff is serious and people are putting big money on it.
The one thing, so we have, people have called in, they convinced me early on. I was, trained in boxing at one point, and I like boxing because there's not a lot of blood generally. And UFC, you know, and mixed martial arts, there tends to be quite a bit more. And I don't like the gruesomeness of it, but... honestly, that getting pounded with a soft glove over and over the course of years, it's right. far worse for your brain than anything else. It's better to have, you know, some broken part and than just get out of the match rather than, you know, the rest of your life you're walking around and the days.
Although I know somebody that was like really into the jujitsu stuff too, and after a while you get like the cauliflower ear.
Too much
from like getting in the chokeholds, your ear
rubbing your ear up against things.
You can
drain it. So I was one of the kids got the fluid on his ear, and somebody brought in a syringe. I held him while they sucked the fluid out of his ear.
Sounds pleasant.
Yeah, well, it's not great, but I have the little wrestling headphone things that I wear because, well, I'm a gorgeous man and I don't want to mess that up. So I prefer to wear that, but I can see why people don't wear them. Having that little strap under your chin, in some cases you're gasping for air.
Right, and that makes all the difference whether you can get a breath or not. And
interesting.
It is intense, and I recommend it to anyone. Just give it a try, and in most places you go, they'll give you a free class or a free week or something like that to try it out, see what you think. But my wife tried it, and her thought on it was, I've spent most of my life protecting my neck from injury, even the slightest of injury. I don't want to do this. It just didn't appeal to her, the idea of having, you know, people grab you around the neck, and they do. So, whereas I'm now going to the chiropractor more often than I've ever gone before. But I'm happy to do it because I enjoy what I'm doing. So,
interesting.
Nonetheless, we were talking about bail and the price of bail being set high, Chris, and I'm sorry if I...
No, it's all right.
Old things.
But to recap a little bit, New Jersey is kind of at the forefront because they did a sweeping overhaul of their bail.
Oh, they did do it.
Yeah, they did. And now they're getting challenged in court as... are state laws that have attempted to rein in cash bail in New Jersey. Also in Maryland in January, Paul D. Clement, a lawyer who once served as the United States Solicitor General, testified on the industry's behalf, that industry being the cash bond industry, at a hearing in Maryland against that state's new rules. Lawyers for the industry have also submitted amicus briefs in recent months in cases in Atlanta, Houston, New Orleans, and San Francisco, trying to stop civil rights groups from suing in the federal courts to overhaul bail in those cities. Concern over the changes has reached such a pitch among the country's bail bondsmen that the president of the Professional Bail Bonds Agents of the United States, an industry trade group, issued what she called, quote, a declaration of war, unquote, in the group's August newsletter. Quote, we have the responsibility to stand against the forces of tumult and division, unquote, wrote the president Beth Chapman, who is married to the former star of the TV show Dog the Bounty Hunter, Dwayne Chapman. Quote, we must stand united and strong, willing to fight back and wage war against the special interests who would destroy law and order in this country to advance their radical agenda.
wait a second. The claim is that making bails lower affects law and order?
Yes, by allowing people to be responsible for themselves, to show up to court if they said so, and giving judges the opportunity to provide a little leeway, to recognize that some people cannot afford a $100,000 bail but still may appear.
I guess that it would have to be based on sort of income to some extent. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
you're certainly welcome to, or any other. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And our username on Skype is lrn.fm. I got a bit more lighthearted one, but I think it's still important. It's here from intellectualtakeout.org. Good grammar and text messages might make you look like a jerk.
Oh no!
And this is a subject that's important to me. So
now, are grammar Nazis alt-right?
That's right.
We can't say that word anymore.
They are, but it's spelled W-R-I-T-E.
Okay, I'm with you.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash. Help create a better financial system for everyone. Because I really do think that Dash has some upgrades over Bitcoin. We'll see whether or not that makes a difference as far as the market goes. But you can take back control over your financial future today. Dash had a really good week. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
So I got to say, we accept cryptocurrencies in our shop. I run a small shop here in Keene, New Hampshire. And Bitcoin is the number one cryptocurrency used to purchase local goods from us. Dash has become number two and in some weeks surpasses Bitcoin. So it's interesting that it's kind of up and coming.
It's because the transaction fees on Bitcoin, right now they're back up, and it's as much as $4 a transaction.
Yep.
I've got a transaction that's been hanging out for 3 days on the in the mempool, and it isn't going to go anywhere.
Yep.
I've just got to wait till it finally bounces back at some point.
Yep. And we were talking earlier, I used to pay out some of our vendors who preferred Bitcoin over getting a check in the mail, and I'm at the point right now that I can no longer really afford to pay them. If they have a $25 check coming and I'm going to pay $4 as opposed to putting a stamp on an envelope. So for those,
for that.
Yeah. But fortunately, there's something like Dash or Ethereum or other cryptocurrencies that I can pay them with. So it's kind of cool.
All right. So good grammar and text messages might make you look like a jerk from Intellectual Takeout. Lauren Collister writes, research shows that people have grown accustomed to informal, sloppy text messaging, and this will this erode our writing skills? So when I send text messages, I write everything out. I prefer my messaging systems to be something I can use on my laptop because I sit in front of a laptop for a computer for a good portion of the day. So I like to be able to, type it out if I can. But even if I'm going to swipe, I may drop words. I may sort of a telegram speak, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be at 5. Stop. That kind of thing.
You don't really put the stop in there.
No, you don't put the stop in there.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah, right. I may drop words out, but I write those words out, when I do it.
Completely.
And sometimes I will actually write the numbers out, too, because I don't want to switch keyboards over to the numbers symbols section. But I don't use sort of the abbreviations that other people do. What's the really funny Facebook meme is what do the people who write yours and you are do with all their extra time?
Exactly.
I'm amused by that.
I'm sorry.
Makes me feel superior in some manner.
It just seems lazy to me. I'm sorry.
I don't know how you get your swiping thing to do it.
Lazy.
You do it, Heather?
I don't usually do the you are version of your, but like sometimes I'll just do Y-O-U-R, even if it's like Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sometimes like my punctuation I get lazy with, so if I do like it's instead of putting the like apostrophe between the I, T, and S, I'll just write it all together.
Right.
So there are ways in which I get lazy, but I find that because of social media, because I used to be incredibly good at spelling back in, middle school, high school, and even like one spelling bees and stuff. And I feel like with social media, like when you're constantly presented with the incorrect spelling of things, mm-hmm. you read it over and over and over and over, you're almost like cognitively rewriting it.
Yep. Yeah.
And so like it's I'll go to spell something that I've known how to spell, and I start second guessing myself, and I'm like, wait. And I'm like, I used to be so good at spelling, but now I'm like, I've seen incorrect usage so many times that...
Well, I have one thing going for me, and that's my good friend Laura, who was my English teacher in high school. She reads every post I put up there. At least she reads every post where there is a grammatical error.
Yeah, she goes through the red pen. And,
yeah, it's pretty much. I see her name pop up. I'm like, God, what I'm hearing here, what did I spell here?
Chris, you and I might be jerks. Not so much.
Right. But I think the other thing to keep in mind, and this is the part that I sort of fight, is that languages are fluid. The way we spell lots of words today were not the way they were spelled 100 years ago. So,
It needs a complete rewrite, and this is the reason that people created Esperanto, right?
Right.
Because there was going to be an international language. There's going to be an international language. There is an international language.
Yeah, it's
Mandarin Chinese.
No, it's English.
Oh, you want to talk about the most people that use it?
Yeah, that's true, but use it as a primary language. I believe more people speak English than speak Mandarin Chinese. Please look that up.
I am.
Have you guys heard of the Urban Dictionary?
Oh, yeah.
Slang words and stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. So I want to go on here with the article. Let me know what you find out, Chris. When it comes to texting, the period, full stop, point, whatever you call it, has been getting a lot of attention. People have begun noticing slight changes in the way our smallest punctuation mark is deployed, from declaration that is it's going out of style to claims that it's becoming angry. Well, they're actually noticing as written language becoming more flexible, with texting possessing its own set of stylistic norms, sometimes informally called text speak or text ease. I'm pretty sure calling it text ease is racist. The period is merely one example of this shift, a change that has opened up new possibilities for communicating with written language. Just as we have different styles of speaking in different situations, so do we have context-dependent styles of writing. So, for instance, would you find out, Chris?
Well, no, I was sort of right, but I'm sort of surprised also. According to Babbel magazine, which is about language, Chinese is the number one language. Number two is actually Spanish. English comes in at number three and Hindi number four.
But is that native speakers?
That is people, total speak, people that speak those languages, not just native speakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would... So what I would say is that you can get farther with English, if that makes sense.
Unless you live in the middle of China.
Yeah, in the middle of China. That's the number, 855-450-3733.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can call in. We're talking about text messaging and the way that people write now when they communicate online. We got sort of sidetracked on what the international language is, and apparently the internet doesn't have a good, firm take on what the second, third, and fourth most spoken languages are.
I do like this second one I came up with. I'll keep finding other ones, but Ethnologue still lists Mandarin Chinese as number one, but it breaks it down into like where it's the primary and whether it's a secondary language. And by that ranking, it goes Mandarin Chinese, then in English, and then Hindustani, then Spanish.
How many English speakers are people who can get by in English?
Well, if you go by this, 1.09 billion people for Mandarin Chinese and 983 million for English. So that's not a big difference. It's a billion and change versus just a hair under a billion. Yeah. So
it's interesting. The internet has allowed an incredible amount of innovation in clothing and backpacks. You can see all kinds of ads for new or imagined products that propose to solve different problems, some minor, some life-saving. But do they stop bullets? I recently got a vest from bulletblocker.com. This is a company founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor. That's two different people. With the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Now, they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases that could potentially save your life. The products are attractive, well-made, right here in the U.S. You got to have a nice jacket, so you might as well have one that stops bullets. Now, Chris, this is how do you say it? 3A or IIIA?
3A level So that's going to protect against most handgun rounds, right?
Right.
That's crazy. This was literally like my idea after Sandy Hook. I remember telling my mom, I'm like, you know, why don't they just have like a little tiny sliver of some bulletproof thing going in a backpack, and then the kids use the backpacks as a shield.
It's a little more complicated, but that's basically what this company's done. Found a cool idea.
Yep. And the stuff that goes into these is the lightest and most flexible and thinnest ballistic material available on today's market. And it's airport security friendly, so you don't have to worry about that. The products are attractive and well-made right here in the U.S. You got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com. Going on with our article, well, let me get the phones here. We got Sarah in New Mexico calling in. I'm sure this is important. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that I already received my application to vote by mail, and they mailed it back so that I will get my ballot on August 29th.
What are you guys voting for on August 29th? Are we getting a new president?
No, she's got some. There's some important issues that are important to Sarah coming up. What was one of them? Refresh my memory, Sarah.
The mayor is the mayor, right?
Right, but he supports something that you're very interested in.
Well, you know what? We don't know. I think our mayor, none of the candidates want to support the red light camera. That's for sure.
That's what it was. You know. That's what I was thinking of.
Well, you know what? They know that if they support the red light cameras, nobody's gonna vote for them. They're gonna lose automatically. So they're talking about the crime. You know, the 5 robberies per day. We have 27 cars stolen. So that's gonna be the priority. But if they mention red light cameras, they're gonna get bombed. And so that's the way it is.
That's the divisive issue in this year's mayoral candidate.
I know that New Mexico is on the leading edge when it comes to vote by mail. Why do you think that is, Sarah?
Is it you know what? I have a feeling that we have a lot of disabled people, also a lot of retirees that live here, the elderly people, and it's so much easier to have the mail come to your house and mail it out. So I think we have a large population, you know. I mean, I can go to the polling place, but I have like paranoia. I don't like being around people. I have I have agoraphobia or something like that. I get
agoraphobia. It sounds like it was diagnosed.
Agoraphobia or something like that. So
was that diagnosed by somebody?
Well, I don't have that diagnosis. I'm about to get an OCD diagnosis, but I have bipolar diagnosis. But I force myself to go grocery shopping, and I make myself ride a bus.
Right.
But, you know, if I could vote without going to, you know, where a polling place where there's a lot of people, and if I could avoid that, and if it comes to my house, it's convenient.
Right.
So, and I think a lot of the handicapped people are actually physically impaired, you know, or blind, or they have, you know, they have like a big production. They have to call the superior transportation to transport there, transport them in a wheelchair. You know, it's a big deal if you have a physical impairment.
Sure.
Go to the polling place.
I, for one, I love hearing stuff like this. I think everybody ought to, whether it makes a difference or not, and I honestly think in some elections it just doesn't matter. You can pick tyrant number one or tyrant number two, big deal. But I think everybody should have a voice, and I think things like this are great.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that makes me think of Sarah was one time I was at a Liberty, was called the Liberty Forum. And it was in Nashua, New Hampshire. Between speaking gigs, because I was doing some emceeing there, I had the opportunity to get in their hot tub. They had a hot tub and a sauna, and I wanted to make use of both of those. Call it the executive workout. And somehow I ended up in the hot tub with an older lady who, I'm not sure, she was from New Hampshire, and I'm not sure exactly what she was doing in that hotel at that time, but she
apparently sitting in the hot tub, same as you.
Right, but, you know, I'm not sure what event or why she was in Nashua, or, you know, but she worked at a, a house for the mentally disabled.
Okay.
And she said to me that she made sure that every one of those people got in and voted, that they got in the van and they went to vote every single time they could vote, and she encouraged them every time to vote Democrat. And that's one of the things that kind of I think about here. Now, I don't know how many there little old ladies there are that counteract her, that bring a bunch of people who are mentally disabled to polls to vote Republican.
Right.
Well, that's what one hopes that might happen in that circumstance. But I
tell you, I used to be, I was active in the Republican Party for years. And, you know, that was part of the get out the vote thing. Are you available on election day to go help drive people from nursing homes and things like that? You know, that's part of the deal. So I'm sure it goes on both sides.
Well, I mean, you have traditional voters, though, like older people. I saw somebody
tend to vote Republican, yeah.
When I went to one of my polling locations and I was voting, I remember in the booth next to me, there was a husband and wife, and the husband was in the wheelchair, so the wife wheeled him over to the booth, and his exact words were just check off all the Republicans.
Like, right.
Interesting. So, go ahead, Sarah.
Well, you know something? In this election, we have no, like you said, we don't have much choice. I feel like we're not going to have much choice. We're going to wind up with one Republican down the list, one Democrat, Tim Keller, out of the eight, and the finish off. And then if you are a Democrat like myself, if you want to prevent the Republican from getting in, you have to hold your nose and vote for the Democrat. It's the same thing as a presidential election. Today's election is to keep off the worst people that's going to be against you off being the winner.
I think
so
that's a shame.
Strategy. You don't have much choice. You know what I mean? It starts out.
Yeah, there's not much strategy left in a general election. Your strategy, if strategy matters at all, and I posit that it generally does not. If it matters at all, it matters in primary elections where, you know, you're voting on people that most folks haven't really heard of for elections. So oftentimes you'll find very low turnout for primaries. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I can remember times where I've just voted on people like, oh, I recognize that last name.
Right.
Yeah. Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We are back here on Free Talk Live. The final segment, the final hour, this Thursday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Heather,
and Chris.
And we might be able to squeeze you in if you call in. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Before I go back to the article here about how apparently good grammar and the use of punctuation is becoming unacceptable, I want to tell you real quick about the AMP program. The Amplifier program is a, you know, so many of the radio shows out there have a program where you send them money, they give you perks and that sort of thing. And we certainly do that here on Free Talk Live. The difference is that we don't take the AMP money as paychecks or add it to general revenue or anything like that. We use it simply to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And by Free Talk Live, I mean the message of liberty. If you want to have a radio program on radio stations across the country preaching the ideas of liberty, then the best thing for you to do is join the AMP program. Your $5 a month will be used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, and we will use it to get on more radio stations, get more podcast downloads, all the things that you want us to do because, well, these ideas are infectious, and if they're repeated over and over again to people, they work. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com and support what we believe in, which is spreading the ideas of liberty. So I guess they're claiming here in this article from intellectualtakeout.org that the period is becoming sort of a symbol of nastiness.
I
can see that, you know, because sometimes when you use like other punctuation, like exclamation points, you know, you're excited or whatever. Maybe a few. What?
Overuse of exclamation points.
Yeah. If you use an exclamation point more than one time in a paragraph, it is overuse.
Just think of this. It is meant to be an inflection, a yes.
What if you're really excited the whole time you're writing it?
Then you should read that whole thing that you just wrote and emphasize in your mind or out loud exactly what it would sound like if you just did that exclamation.
The best thing to do is to modify your word choice. instead of, you know, very use emphatic or, you know, whatever. Right. Use a better word choice in order to get the message across. I do understand why people use it. It's not like I look at my text and what I get from somebody that has 5 exclamation points after they
right.
They say, "Oh, I'm sorry for missing that appointment." Dot, exclamation point, 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 point. I don't look at them and say, "What
appointment?
What a jerk!" I just say, you know.
I know okay. what you mean.
Right, that's it.
That's it. Yeah, I either got it or I didn't. Okay, I get it. Yeah. And you're excited about it. Okay.
Now we also live in the age of emojis.
Yeah.
You know, where you can do like little faces, so there's no confusion as to what your expression was.
Sometimes I'm confused by emojis.
Really?
Yeah. Well, especially if it's like fine print on my phone and I can't tell if it's a smiley or a sideways line face. I mean...
Right.
Again, we rely too much on these things.
Right. I don't carry my reading glasses around with me, and you know, you're not dealing with that on a regular basis, Heather. That's your problem.
Yeah. Young whippersnappers, they don't have problems.
Yeah. So I don't use emojis much, but I do often just put sort of smiley faces after my statements on if I make a comment on Facebook. Usually I don't care very much about the statement I'm making, obviously enough to write it out, but not
right.
I'm not looking for a fight. Right. But the things I say tend to sound like they're looking for a fight. You know?
And, yeah, a winky maybe. You sort of imply a little tongue-in-cheek when I said that.
I used it today. Somebody said something to the effect of, you shouldn't just read a headline on an article and then make an assumption. Well, I clicked through on their article, and this article was like 3 pages long. And... The question I asked is, why the hell shouldn't I make a comment based on a line of text
right.
as a headline? If you're making a bad headline, then, you know, if your headline does not relate to the story, if I can't comment specifically on the headline, what's
right.
the problem? I mean, if I've written an article and I'm asking people's comments on, you know, my writing of the article, sure, you should read the whole article. But I'm not really that interested in the homework assignments that are given to me on people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you should read this. No, I shouldn't.
Well, the other thing is in this clickbaity era we live in, the headlines have become hugely misleading.
Yeah,
I mean, you
right,
know.
In the Cantwell situation, they claimed that he had explosives because the charge that he was charged with was either detonating explosives or spraying aerosol pepper spray.
Right.
Like, it was the same charge.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody decided to create some clickbait title.
But what I find myself having to do is when I see a clickbaity sounding title, then I'm sucked into reading it, which is exactly what the editors that came up with that title wanted me to do.
The nice thing about clickbait articles is they tend to be succinct. You know, you've got the article, zoop, there it is.
Right.
Yep, sure, there's an ad right in the middle of it for some strange fruit
sure.
that helps you to lose weight miraculously or grow boobs or whatever heck it
or
does.
Or it'll be an ad for something that you just spoke out loud within the last 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like if you mentioned,
that,
oh, I wanted to go
creepy.
Visit Mexico. Oh, hey, look at this random ad in the middle of my clickbait that's for a trip to Mexico.
Yeah. Going on with the article here, though periods can still signal the end of a sentence in a text message, many users will omit them, especially if the message is only one sentence long. I get that. If it's one sentence long, I see why you might not have put a period at the end. This tendency now subtly influences how we interpret them. Because text messages, messaging is a conversation that involves a lot of back and forth. People add filters as a way to mimic spoken language. We see this with the increased uses of ellipsis, which can invite the recipient to continue the conversation. An ellipsis is the 3 dots mm-hmm. in a row.
I use those all the time.
Yeah, it's really the... It's really the trollop of punctuation because it is leading, as it were. It can invite the recipient to continue the conversation. The period is the opposite of that, a definitive stop that signals, as linguistics professor Mark Liberman explained, this is final. This is the end of the discussion. For some, this can appear angry or standoffish. Earlier this year, psychologists, whatever, tested how people perceived one-sentence text messages that use a period at the end of the sentence. Participants thought that these messages were more insincere than those that didn't have a period. But when this is the problem with asking people questions, the world is full of idiots. They found that the use of the period didn't influence how messages were perceived. Excuse me. It said, but researchers then tested the same messages in handwritten notes, and they found that handwritten periods did not influence how the message was perceived. Hmm. So a handwritten period is it's just fine. In a 2007 study by linguistics professor multi-sentence text messages often had punctuation to indicate where the sentences stopped, but only 29% of these texts had punctuation at the very end of the message.
That's so funny. I'm like scrolling through all my texts right now, and nobody uses periods at the end of it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've left things unfinished.
No, but I'm noticing, I'm looking at so many different people. Like, even my mom, right? Like, she'll use it, like, in the middle of, like, the conversation, but the very last one, more often than not, people don't use. But I'm looking at mine, and I tend to use them.
That's the phenomenon that they're talking about here, and I would say that I'd probably drop it, too.
I drop it a couple times.
Because, you know, In many cases, so stylistically, for instance, Chris, if you were making a list that included a, sort of a list of sentences, sometimes people will punctuate those sentences and some won't. Does
True.
That make sense?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But,
so
or bullet, sort of like bulleted items.
Right. Bullet
right.
points.
Yeah.
If those bullet points are sentences, some people will use them and some people won't, and some people will use them some of the time.
Right.
And this is kind of how I view a period in those circumstances. If it's at the end of the sentence, you know, if I didn't even think about it, I just didn't think about it. It just didn't go in. I'm sure if you look through my text messages, there's probably, more are missing a period at the end than not.
Right, right. When I think of bulleted lists, I think if I'm just listing things, or if it's bullet list or if it's numbered list, doesn't matter. If it's just sort of listing things, then that does not deserve a period because it's standalone. It's right there.
Yep.
If it's a sentence, then the sentence should end with a period.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I'm willing to give certain latitude to online, communication, specifically
right.
because we're communicating with these touch screens now rather than having,
right.
Buttons in front of us. And I was a holdout for a very long time. I had a smartphone. I had the original sort of Palm, and they all had keypads. And I was pretty darn quick punching out messages with my thumbs on those keypads. But now that you have the touch screen and you're swiping everything, you're trying to swipe in, mom, and you get potato, and then you got to go back, and then you redo it again, and then this time it comes out as Albuquerque. And
perfect.
Like, why? Why does it keep doing this? I can see people's frustration when it comes to punctuation. It's been Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com, the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.